Well, we are back. Perfect Storm.
Yeehaw.
Current news and Bible prophecy. Kyle, how are you today?
Doing okay. Doing okay.
Justin, you good?
I am fine and dandy.
Didn't it feel good? The team's back.
Dandy.
You're back.
Oh.
Yeah, you're the one that's always away.
Yeah.
The team is
Mr.
back
Gadabout.
Together again.
Gadabout.
I'm never away, actually. Have you noticed?
Yeah, you quite yeah. often not here.
Because if I'm not here, we just
he's
don't make
away,
a show.
But he's not always here.
Yeah, he's not always here. Marshmallow back.
Come on, the world's in a mess. We shouldn't be laughing at the start of the show. But well, we are happy today because Jesus loves us.
That's true.
I'm glad
what else
can
is
laugh.
There? What else is there?
That's true. We've got a new set of hats. Go to merch store, AdventistMerch.com. Get yourself some hats, people.
Yeah. How about YouTube comments?
Comments?
Thanks for another thought-provoking show, and congratulations to Conan, the superdog.
Yeah, Conan.
Mm. Conan!
What do they know?
Barbarian.
Did we tell them that you won something? Did you win anything recently?
No, I got in the top 15. And then I got seventh.
The was dog there, to watch. Justin's
was there 16
dog.
People in the competition?
That was about 250.
Oh, Justin's okay. Dog. The one to watch. Yeah, Conan's fantastic.
He is good. If but he had Snow's, a better handler.
Snow's the
where's
one to
the
watch.
Where's the pictures? People have requested pictures for Conan. We've got to give him some pictures, Kyle.
Snow's the one to watch. That's my pick.
Get those over there,
of all your dogs.
Okay. Snow's the one to watch.
Yeah.
A lot of other things going on, here we go. Okay.
What's this a photo of?
If you're on the radio, we're showing photos of the, this is the National Sheepdog Trial looking in Hall. And there you can see Conan. I've got my suit on there because if you're in the final, sheepdog trialing, you have to wear a tie.
Look at this guy.
And if you're in the final.
That's Scott. I gave him my tie after that.
I actually did that tie for him.
Scott's my mate. He found that tie at Vinny's.
Okay.
And after we took that photo, I actually gave him a good one, and he still got it. I told him to keep it. Anyway.
He did quite well.
Don't worry. Scott. He won the whole thing, mate.
Yeah.
See Scott there?
There's
the close. He won the national. And that dog he has, Ace, is the son of my dog.
Whose brother is it?
What? Snow's brother.
Snow's brother.
Yeah.
Okay. And then this one?
Yeah, keep going.
Same one.
It's the same thing.
This one?
Same thing. There's Conan. There everyone can see Conan on YouTube. That's enough of Conan there.
Conan's that unreal.
That's Snow, his daughter. Yep.
Okay.
Yes, no.
They're doing real good. It's a shame they didn't have a better owner that knows what he's doing. But, hey,
everyone's got to have their hobbies. Kyle, what's your hobby?
Buying stuff.
I like work.
Buy
sometimes
stuff.
I work for a hobby.
Kyle doesn't have a hobby.
Other comments. We are living in the times that Luke 21:36, be always on the watch and pray that you may be able to escape all that is about to happen and that you may be able to stand before the Son of Man. Thank you for the continued conversation. Reminder that we should see Jesus.
Amen.
We started our show laughing, but I have to say that the level of anxiety that's in our society right now today is like COVID.
Yep.
When COVID first started. In Australia right now, for international viewers and listeners, in Australia, it feels like we're about to go into COVID again. Anxiety over the fuel and the implications for our country.
Just on that, quickly, do you think the federal government would lead this, or you reckon it will go to the state governments again for restrictions on fuel and whatever may come in the pipeline?
At the moment, state governments run it. But and so that becomes a blame game. Depends how badly it goes. If it goes really badly, it'll be all the states.
Because we're blaming the federal at the moment, but COVID, what we saw there is state governments took over real quick.
It's the lack of planning. COVID, it was a bit, it came out of the blue. The lack of planning that's happening currently with our fuel situation is disgraceful. And it's a warning to us spiritually. Don't think, I better do something now. Now is the now, not in a week's time or 10 years' time.
You're getting into the content. We're still on YouTube comments.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Just hold up.
I'm trying to hold it.
Cassandra, our most faithful commenter, and watcher. She's saying they're saying that AI will replace lawyers. Can you blokes please explain?
Well, law is based on case law in your when you're arguing.
Yeah, precedent. And
they have to do incredible amounts of research and study to be sit the bar and understand case law, whatever. We're pretending we understand what lawyers do. Mm-hmm. I know a few lawyers and a good one is worth their weight in gold. AI is going to give you instant access to all law and you ask it a question and it'll give you a bang, an answer. And I agree that largely the work that lawyers have had to put in is going to be replaced. I think you'll still need a person.
I think legal aides will be replaced quite easily because they're the researchers. But you still got to go to court. You still got to argue the case. You still got to, you know, support the client. You're
probably
going to
need the person still. But the work the person has to do that is a lawyer.
Yeah.
Mate, you can just ask anyone now. I'm questioning whether we're going to need university degrees in the future.
Legal aides could be bots. But I can't see lawyers being replaced.
Well, I can't.
That's just my call. Mm. You still have to argue a case. You have to plead to the jury. You have to hit emotions.
So salesman would be better at that job then?
I think law will be...
Part of law, yeah, is a salesman, is sales techniques.
AI-equipped salesman will replace lawyers. Okay, and then last
we
comment.
We don't know.
No Cassandra, idea. She wants you to know that you can survive on stinging nettle in a food crisis. It's high in iron, has other essential nutrients, and in the past wars, they survived on it.
I see people eat it. I've never eaten it.
Like spinach.
I've been stung by the rotten stuff. It's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Loves cold climates, so I know about it. I see people eating it. I don't know how you can eat it and not have your mouth sting.
Mm. Well, you boil it.
Do you?
Yeah, you boil the sting out of it, I think.
Good info.
No idea.
Okay.
You're the vegan, Kyle. What happens? How do you do it?
For stinging that all?
Yeah.
Just eat it raw.
Just eat it raw.
Straight out of the
floor. Don't do that at home, please.
We'll you be need sued. To have a strong esophagus.
Oh, we're having a go.
Just go raw.
Kyle, I love you.
Strong esophagus.
We're getting on to the number one issue today in Australia is fuel.
Boy,
particularly diesel.
Let's go around. I'd just like to know how much have you guys got in jerry cans? Where do we go?
I've only got 2 20-litre containers.
Okay, Phil's got 40 in the bank.
I've filled up my side-by-side, Kubota side-by-side. Mm-hmm. I've filled up my Kubota lawnmower, which is a little tractor. I've filled up my tractor, 70-horsepower Kubota tractor, and I filled up my skid steer.
But jerry cans?
But with jerry cans. I get a jerry can, I empty it straight out. I'll fill it up something.
Okay.
So I've got to the point now.
None in jerry cans.
No, because it's all in the machines.
Okay.
I'll probably start the jerry cans. Yeah. But
you are completely
it was $3.20. No, I'm prepared. Everything's full. It was $3.20 a litre in Tumut this morning.
Well, yours Tumut was actually one of the first service stations to run out, wasn't it?
Batlow.
I have locked it in.
It doesn't work on a good day, Batlow.
I've locked it in. I'm pretty sure it's still locked in.
Yeah, on the 7-Eleven app?
Yeah, 7-Eleven. I got it at 269. I've locked it in.
And the issue there with is that, right there, I texted your wife yesterday. 7-Elevens are the first ones to all sell out because everybody locked in their tube fuel a week ago. And then 7-Elevens were all sold out in Canberra.
I tell you, guys, we're joking about it now, but in the rural sector, it's not just diesel. Diesel runs the country. We've said that on here before.
Mm.
Not petrol. We could run out of petrol and we go, we're going to have to ride the pushy, but we're still going to get food.
Mm.
You'd have to walk to the shop. But
electric.
Diesel, Segway. Unless you got a Tesla.
Yep.
Dun, dun, dun. But urea fill, superphosphate. Whenever they're drilling, when they're putting the seed in the ground, they call it drilling the seed. They're drilling the paddock. They're putting a seed and they're putting super in with it.
So the seed doesn't grow without that.
It does, but it doesn't have the yield. It just doesn't grow as well. It's like you put fertilizer on your lawn, it's really green and not, and you don't, and it's okay, but it's not great.
Yep.
That's what's going to happen to agriculture if we don't have urea or super for the farmers to use as well. Mm. And unfortunately, you need natural gas to make it. It's all made in the Middle East. We could make it.
It's a shame we don't have any LNG.
Lucky, yeah. What a shame that we don't have any natural resources in Australia.
Yeah, that sucks.
We're being sarcastic.
Reliant on
really because we could produce everything we need and some.
Oh, no. That would hurt the climate.
Well, this is where globalism has – this is why globalism's failing all over the world. And we're watching it fail. And now I've got to be careful what I say here. I really want to say some things that are nasty about our current political leaders, but I'm not going to because God loves them all.
Well, it's more than just them. It's the doctrine or the dogma of
successive government.
Globalism.
But we're doubling down. The European chancellor, whoever, comes over here the other day and Albo makes a deal with her. So all the dairy farmers now are going to have this subsidized dairy stuff land in our country. The winemakers are doing good, but all the others don't. All of that, America has gone down the tariff line to protect their own thing because they're getting ready for the big war.
Mm.
This is the little war, the one that's happening with Iran. There's a big war coming, and America is preparing itself. And if we had any brains... we would be building oil refineries right now.
You mean like self-sufficiency?
Self-sufficiency, but the nation state.
Why would we be self-sufficient when we can be globalists and be happy and own nothing and just buy it off everyone else?
So let's wander back.
Globalism started after the Second World War. Okay, I'll calm down. Okay.
Wander back.
Okay. After the Second World War... There's an awesome movie just come out called Nuremberg.
Yep.
They got no way to prosecute these German leaders, so they had to make international law. Didn't really exist. Laws were by country. We got into the League of Nations becomes the United Nations, and then it gets big power. And we've lived under a globalist philosophy. We didn't even notice it because it was normal all our life. Globalism says, wherever I can get it cheapest, I don't build the car in my own country because I can get it cheaper from China. Mm. So let's just import it. And that philosophy of wherever it's cheaper, dumb down your own manufacturing and send it overseas. Mm. And we've added this whole climate change thing.
Can I read the AI overview? I said, what is globalism? It's an ideology and a policy approach that prioritizes international cooperation, economic interdependence.
Correct.
Can you explain interdependence?
Well, we need fuel. Where do we get it from?
Dependent on one another.
We could do it all ourselves, but instead it's probably a dollar cheaper a litre, so we get it from overseas.
Open borders.
Yep.
Often placing global interests on par with or above national interests.
Yep.
It supports interconnected systems such as trade, technology, and governance that transcend national borders, contrasting with nationalism and isolationism.
Which is what has come, the Return of the Strong Gods, that amazing book, and the strong gods of nationalism and populism, because Donald Trump is a populist, the people love him. That vote for him and the people hate him that don't, but populist with nationalism, so they're getting all of their manufacturing going back to the United States. They're tariffing the rest of the world if you want to sell here. That's what nationalism does. And unfortunately, Reno is the guy that wrote that book, Return of the Strong Gods. He was prophetic as he wrote that book. That's a few years old now, saying, hey, they're coming back, and they just... You know that Donald Trump was trying to take Greenland a couple of months ago?
Mm-hmm.
They've just had, because the Prime Minister of Denmark that owns Greenland, she got really popular because she took on Trump. So she called a snap election. She got beat. She was just annihilated in the election by a populist nationalist. He's a Donald Trump. He speaks at their conventions. Mm. A Denmark version, and I'll guarantee you now Trump's going to get Greenland. Because all around the world, Germany, France, everywhere, the populist nationalists are coming. Because, and we're waking up in Australia. South Australia had their little go where a populist nationalist named Pauline Hanson's party, One Nation, was able to get the 22% of the vote, where she was in oblivion not that long ago. The reason all this is happening is because the manufacturing in our country and the working class are getting annihilated, and we can't afford to live anymore while this rich group gets all the money. So there's a lot of stuff going on. And you add climate change to it, we won't build refineries here because we don't want to decarbonize our whole industry and our whole economy. Get rid of carbon. I'll stop ranting.
So you mentioned a bigger war's coming.
In my opinion.
In your opinion.
And we have to say...
What would happen? What would have to happen?
Can we make the offer? Let's make an offer today, because we're raving on about what's going on currently in the world. We know how it's going to end because of what the Bible's told us, and the Bible never gets it wrong. And if you're feeling anxious today that somehow, I don't know what's going to happen, just relax. Jesus is going to win the war.
Amen.
Ultimately.
Yep.
And the book that we want to give today, what's the number that people text?
It's 0482 082 876, and we are, if you type the word light, LIGHT, to the number 0482 082 876, you'll get this book.
That's going to give, that's what the Bible explains is going to happen right at the end in a beautiful way. So we love Steve Wahlberg.
The Light at the End, it's called.
The Light at the End. We want you to have hope today. We want you to know that this current crisis is going to pass. But to come back to your answer.
But just let me jump in. There's only actually enough light for about 24 people, and then light will be sold out.
You better be quick. Get
that book. That's an amazing book.
Back to where you were.
The big war that's coming is the China war. China is shaping up with the United States, and the point of rub is Taiwan. And Taiwan is not like, oh, that's a nice island, you can have that. They're the best chips on earth, are manufactured super chips that are in everything that we operate and own today because of the way motherboards and computers are functioning in everything, cars, everything. If they get Taiwan, the West will lose access to the world's best chips. I don't know how you'd comment on that, Kyle. You're the techno guy on here.
Well, America's doing a lot to try and bring those companies back to America because they know that it's not safe to leave them there in Taiwan. So they've announced already a number of deals where they're back bringing those companies home into the States.
Part of becoming nationalist again, rather than relying on overseas stuff, they're going to have everything made at home so they are ready and prepared if a war breaks out with China. And I think the way it's looking now, none of us know exactly that detail. The Bible hasn't told us that. There's a bigger war than this one. And tell me, the fuel crisis, how will that work if we go to war with China? What do we think we're going to do? We'll all have electric tanks and electric planes.
They will soon.
They will soon. They don't now. We're
talking about the chips. Did you guys see Terafab, the announcement from Tesla and XAI?
No, I missed that one, mate.
Terafab. If you add up all the fabs on, this is a Elon Musk quote. If you add up all the fabs on Earth, that's the fabrication plants for chips. Okay. They're only about 2% of what we need for the Terafab project. We're very grateful to our existing suppliers. And he's very quickly, you know, quick to jump in and say, thank you, everybody.
Yeah, yeah, we don't want to lose them.
I have said these exact words to them, and there's a maximum rate at which they're comfortable expanding. But that rate is much less than we would like. So we're going to be building TerraFab. Basically, he said, we want you to expand as fast as possible, and we promise we will buy every single chip you ever produce. And they said, thank you for the offer. We're not comfortable scaling so fast. He said, no worries, I'll do it myself. So he's launching TerraFab.
Well, the new oil crisis in the future is a chip crisis, access to chips. And this is why Taiwan is so important, because they are very, very good at making chips. They're made in other places. Even Denmark has chips that they make. But in our good old Australia, what do we make? And this is where we need a little dose of nationalism again.
Gas and coal. And then we sell it.
But we don't make it. We dig it out of the ground.
Mm.
We dig it out of the ground. And folks, I honestly believe that you should be preparing your home for shortages.
So you're a prepper.
You know, I've never said it before, have I, on here?
Much.
I'm not a prepper in the sense you have some bunker and all that, although in a bushfire bunker is good. But I do believe we're going to face shortages in the future. If not now, it's going to be soon.
If you're a prepper, all your jerry cans would be full.
That's right.
As well.
And they're not.
You are a slack prepper.
I'm a very slack prepper. Can't afford to fill them, mate.
You need another job to be a real prepper. Have you guys seen the oil reserves under the ground in Australia?
Yeah, it's rather extensive.
I reckon we've got like more than Texas, or as much as Texas.
Of course we have.
Mm.
I've got a map on the screen for the faithful YouTube viewers.
Well, you go out in the Pilliga, Western New South Wales, the natural gas, the coal that's under the ground in Australia, because they're all related. This is all former living matter, carbon. Everyone hates carbon now. You and I are made of carbon. Carbon is a building block of life. And fossil fuels release carbon because they were once alive. They were forests or animals or plants, whatever they are.
Cut down a tree, carbon.
They've been buried. I think they were buried in the flood, and there's these vast networks of them under the ground.
You know, there's another theory that it's actually self-producing, and it's not that?
I don't buy that theory.
Okay.
Sorry.
Just wanted you to know.
Yeah, there's lots of theories.
You may not be right.
So we're talking about that? Now there's, look, our present government, I won't name names. Our present government has come out and said there's no fuel shortage. Now they've got a special, what are they called, task force that met, I think, yesterday.
I think they have a czar too, don't they?
And now they need a budget for that task force, and that task force is going to, I guess, navigate us through this. Next time. So there's everything's saying mid-April that fuel's going to run out.
I watched the speech that Minister Bowen made, and mid-April is when they're saying, it's not that we're going to run out, but there's going to be shortages.
Yep.
And it seems clear to me we're going to have to ration. Of some, the way they do it, they suggested $40 where it wouldn't get you 15 litres. So you probably couldn't make it to the next servo if you're towing a caravan or something.
If they sent ships through Hamas now.
Hamas?
What's it called? The Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, Hormuz. Yeah, Strait of Hormuz.
Yes. If they sent ships through there, what's the lag? So what lag have we got for shortage?
You're at least 30 days, my understanding. So Hormuz, They bring the unrefined, sometimes they refine it, but we are often, what we're relying on is the unrefined crude oil is being shipped to Malaysia, Singapore, South Korea, and then we get it off them after it's refined into diesel and petrol. And so even if Trump was to solve the war and the straits open and everything's hunky-dory this afternoon, there's still a lag, and we're still going to have a shortage. But how do we find ourselves so unprepared? that we only have 30 days when the International Energy Committee says we should have 90 days. So we can rave on here, but that it is what it is. Shortages are going to come. So just prepare yourself. And I have to say to people, because the anxiety about this is getting quite acute, just chill out. God is good.
Yeah.
And exercise your faith in God. Please start your day and end your day in prayer, and throughout the day pray, and God will look after you. He's promised us our bread and our water will be sure.
Yep.
So it's all going to be okay. Like COVID, everyone was going into COVID. They were in terrible panic at that when it first started, particularly. Mate, I got to love a lockdown. And I don't mind at all if I can't drive anywhere. Now, eating food is important to us all.
Yep.
And that's why we have governments and everything else. Pray for our government that they make good decisions. But trust me, according to my Bible, much, much worse is going to come. So get used to the crisis, because the crisis is what we're going to live in leading up to the return of Jesus. Yep. We just are.
Best thing is when you've got a relationship with Jesus, peace and joy is always in your life through all that.
Amen.
Don't have to stress.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, Kyle, tell me about, you know, what have we got, 3.4% carbon in the atmosphere?
I'm not sure.
It's between 3 and 4%.
Between 3 and 4.
It moves around.
Okay.
They're worried because it's moving up to 4% carbon.
Oh.
And is that what's making the ice grow back in Antarctica?
It's good to put some alternative views out. Now, okay, these are not the opinions of Faith FM. These are Phil Yates' opinions.
Every one of the opinions on this show actually Phil stems Yates. From Phil Yates.
It's all Phil. Mate.
Yeah, right. I'll tell you what to say.
He plays this game like he doesn't know.
Yeah, but, he pretends. Yeah. He's really the mastermind.
We've been here for an hour getting instructions from Phil on what to say.
Whatever.
There is the ice cap is coming back stronger than it has been in quite a while currently. That's a bit hard to explain.
For some people.
But Phil knows.
Phil knows.
Phil understands.
The ice cap is coming back.
I just,
it's making a strong resurgence.
It is. I just think
strange.
We have bigger. Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister of Australia. He said the greatest moral crisis of our time is climate change. I just fundamentally, the climate is definitely changing. I don't have an argument against that. The climate's always changed and it will probably continue to. And I think we should reduce our pollution because we are just human beings wreck everything. So there's no. I don't have any qualms with that.
Yeah.
But okay, the greatest moral crisis of our time, I think there's some other stuff going on that's not real flash too. And it's got nothing to do with the amount of carbon that there is in the atmosphere. And that's where it's got all out of proportion.
Did you tell me that maybe back in the flood, there was more carbon in the atmosphere than there is now?
In my opinion.
In your opinion. Yeah, okay.
They do drill holes down through the ice and they can do research and work out. I don't know what that picture is.
God's having fun.
We know that at different times in Earth's history, there's been higher levels of carbon in the atmosphere. And that's where everyone needs to just take a chill pill and say, okay, carbon is a building block of life. And who's to say that more carbon, we shouldn't be going into this science stuff, but we are, is a bad thing. If you have a greenhouse, you can put more carbon dioxide in, the plants thrive. So God designed this planet, in my worldview, it's not a Big Bang accident, and this planet is built amazingly well because of him. And we should look after it. We should do better. But, boy, we've got greater crises than the amount of carbon in the atmosphere. I've got to stop talking about it.
Look, one more chance to get that book, the Light at the End, 0482 082 876. Type the word light, LIGHT. Are we done?
Hope so, mate.
Okay. I'm going to just say a prayer for us, and then we'll end this. Take my hat off. Father, just thank you so much for being an amazing God. Sending your son Jesus is the most important thing in our lives. That you would send your son down to die for us. And we just ask, Lord, that we accept that. We accept what you've done, what Jesus has done on the cross for us, and that we may have eternal life with you. We have no fear for the future. But, Lord, we just need to be close to you. So, Lord, I just pray that everyone listening, that they will start up a relationship with you, continue a relationship with you, and may you guide and direct us through this trouble that we're facing and about to face. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you, Justin.
Thanks, Felix.
Until next time, guys, thanks for joining us.